Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is the world's busiest. It serves something like 90 million travelers a year. Even so, it faces a problem shared by many airports across the country, finding capable people to manage its air traffic. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Jim Burris reports on a new program intended to address that issue.
In his two-plus decades as an air traffic controller, Dan Ellenberger has routed countless planes. One event last year sticks out most in his mind, even though he wasn't directly involved.
It was probably the ugliest and the closest that I've ever seen airplanes get to each other without there actually being a midair.
As passenger jets were on final approach to Atlanta's airport, an air traffic controller at a nearby satellite airport mistakenly routed a small general aviation airplane into their paths. This is tape of what happened from the controller's side.
They call you about 4 Bravo Delta?
No.
He's right in front of Air Wisconsin 3823. He's 5,000. He got away from satellite.
Wisconsin 3823, descend immediately, maintain 4,000 immediately.
4,000, Wisconsin 3823.
AC-48.
When planes get too close, the FAA calls that an operational error. In September, it happened 36 times. Ellenberger, an air traffic control union official, says that's not an anomaly. Every month for the past year, errors have exceeded the agency's own safety goals.
I don't feel safe. I don't care to fly. I do fly, but I know what goes on.
Critics have long said safety concerns are largely the result of understaffing and inexperience. With a mandatory retirement age of 56, thousands of veteran controllers have left and through 2016 will leave faster than the FAA can replace them. Hank Rakowski is in charge of air traffic at the FAA.
So we know we're going to have to be hiring somewhere between 1,000 to 2,000 controllers per year, at least for the next 5 years.
Staffing is a problem congressional investigators warned of in 2002. The FAA has hired thousands of new controllers since 2006, but training them takes years. To help speed the process, the FAA now uses simulators, like this one.
Mercury 5944, Atlanta Tower. Roger, cleared low approach, runway 8 left. You want the tower to look at the gear?
A dozen panoramic screens show detailed projections of Atlanta's airport. While pilots have long trained on simulators, the FAA says only within the past few years has technology allowed for a realistic airport recreation. Here, an animated jet approaches as instructor Tom Manson demonstrates a potentially serious scenario, stuck landing gear.
This aircraft right out here is going to make a low pass past the tower, and the tower will try to visually observe whether or not his gear is down for him.
Manson walks students through what the gear should look like. He then goes over how to communicate that to the pilot.
And then at that point, we want to find out what the pilot's intentions are and do whatever we can to help him out.
But Manson doesn't have to intervene at all. The simulator is able to hear, interpret, and translate students' commands into a response from the aircraft on the screen. Make a mistake, and the simulator plays out the likely chain of events. And while the $48 million tower simulation system speeds certification of new tower controllers, they make up only one part of a complex chain of people who separate air traffic. 16 airports across the country use the simulator. 6 more are due online by summer. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
And if you'll be traveling over the next couple of days, we've got recommendations for the best books and music for the road. Check the holiday section of our website for 2009's Best Airplane Reads and download the Best of NPR Music Live.